President Bush yesterday traveled to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, which has sent about 20,000 troops into the Persian Gulf. The president met privately with families of Marines who had been killed in Iraq, and during public remarks he expressed confidence that Saddam Hussein's regime is coming to an end. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
In choosing Camp Lejeune to host his wartime progress report, President Bush ventured into friendly territory. The base is located in a conservative rural part of North Carolina, a county where Mr. Bush won 65% of the vote in the 2000 election. Yesterday, he found an environment full of support for the troops and for their commander-in-chief.
People of the United States are proud of the honorable conduct of our military, and I'm proud to lead such brave and decent Americans.
As he stood among 12,000 Marines dressed in camouflage uniforms, the president gave an optimistic assessment of the war effort. He said a vice is closing around the Iraqi regime and declared that U.S. forces won't accept anything less than full victory.
These missions are difficult and they are dangerous, but no one becomes a Marine because it's easy.
Yesterday marked the third time President Bush has visited a military installation since the war started, but no base in the country has experienced as many losses as Camp Lejeune. 13 Marines from the base have been killed in Iraq. 6 others are missing. Even as the president spoke yesterday, a funeral was underway nearby for one of the fallen men. Marines who attended Mr. Bush's speech say it helped improve morale at a time when many troops are concerned about the war.
You know, the fact that he came and supported us, just to see him come here, you know, is just a dream I come true.
22-year-old Eldridge Sacramento just graduated from boot camp and is learning how to guide helicopters onto ships. She describes the wartime mood at Camp Lejeune as anxious.
You know, you don't want to go to war, you don't want to have to do it, but we signed the contract, it's my job, it's my duty, I will do it. You're just kind of scared.
Also in the audience for the president's speech were some 8,000 spouses and family members of Marines now deployed. Some listened for clues about when their loved ones might be coming home. Mr. Bush provided no specific answer, but his optimism was comforting to Bonnie Dietz, whose husband Christopher is in Iraq.
I think today is pretty encouraging. I mean, the president coming out here, he's doing a good job. Our guys are almost where they need to go. They're almost on the way home. Baghdad is their way home. When it first started, and the bombing first started, it scared the crap out of me, really, but things just look like they're getting better for us over there.
After the speech, President Bush met privately at a Camp Lejeune chapel with families of Marines killed in the war. About 20 people were there, including a 2-week-old baby and 6-week-old twin girls. The White House described the event as somber and said the families and the president shed tears. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.